Track 14.
I returned to the room downstairs where Ferguson and Holmes still sat by the fire. Ferguson listened to me. "How can I send her the child?" he said. "I cannot forget the blood on her lips." A smart maid brought in some tea. As she was serving it, the door opened and a youth entered the room. He was a handsome boy, pale-faced and fair-haired, with light blue eyes. He looked at his father with emotion and joy. He ran towards his father and put his arms round his neck. "Oh, Daddy," he cried, "I did not know you were here. I'm so glad to see you." "Dear son," Ferguson said, "I came early because my friends, Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson, came here to visit us."
"Is that Mr. Holmes, the detective?" the boy asked.
"Yes." The youth looked at us with a very penetrating and unfriendly gaze. "What about your other child, Mr. Ferguson?" asked Holmes. "Might we see the baby?" "Ask Mrs. Mason to bring the baby down," said Ferguson. The boy went off and returned with a tall, thin woman bearing a very beautiful child in her arms. He had blonde hair and dark eyes. Mr. Ferguson immediately took the boy in his arms and looked at him with love and tenderness. I turned to Holmes. He was gazing at the other side of the room. I could not understand what he was looking at. Presumably, he was looking out through the window at the garden. It is true that a shutter, half closed, obstructed the view, but the window concentrated Holmes' attention. Then he smiled, and his eyes came back to the baby. On its chubby neck, there was this small mark. Without speaking, Holmes examined it with care. Finally, he turned towards Jack and asked, "Do you like Mrs. Mason, Jack?" The boy shook his head.
"Jackie is a very shy boy. He doesn't show his feelings. He only demonstrates his love to his father," explained Mr. Ferguson.
Jack kissed his father and left the room.